And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's August the 28th, 2012. It was on this day, 1971, Alice Waters opened her Berkeley restaurant, Chez Panisse, the birthplace of California cuisine, fusion cuisine, locally grown foods used to prepare dishes from different traditions around the world. She had majored in French studies at Berkeley in the mid-60s, traveled to France, had a meal in Brittany, which she said was a great inspiration for the rest of her life. It was a meal of cured ham and melon, trout with almonds, and raspberry tart. The trout had just come from the stream, the raspberries from the garden. She came back to Berkeley, did a lot of cooking for her friends, decided to start a French restaurant. And on this day, 1971, Chez Panisse opened its doors. It had a set menu, pâtés en croûte, salad, duck with olives, and for dessert, an almond tart, which all came to $3.95 back in 1971. Chez Panisse was around for 4 years, and then Gourmet magazine did a big article about it, and business picked up. Chez Panisse began listing on the menu the way it prepared its dishes and the places where the ingredients came from. So these days, a Chez Panisse menu lists stuff like Marin Sun Farms beef tenderloin grilled over vine cuttings, or king salmon baked in rock salt with wild fennel gratin, new potatoes, and wilted amaranth greens, or Santa Rosa plum ice cream profiteroles with plum caramel. It's in the same location in Berkeley today, but the cost of dinner has risen from $3.95. You can expect to pay about $100 a head now. Alice Waters has helped to revolutionize ideas about food in this country. She popularized the practice of eating locally, organically, sustainably grown food, and she's written about a dozen books, including Slow Food, The Case for Taste. And it's the birthday of the man who said one ought every day at least to hear a little song, read a good poem, see a fine picture, and if it were possible, to speak a few reasonable words. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, born in Frankfurt, 1749, who spent 50 years working on his masterpiece, the two-volume Faust. Part one came out in 1806, and part two in 1832, the year of Goethe's death. It's the birthday of the poet John Betjeman, born London, 1906, poet and English poet laureate, wrote a book on architecture, Ghastly Good Taste, who was instrumental in saving the Victorian facade of the St. Pancras railway station from demolition. And so a statue of the poet gazing up in admiration at the architecture now stands in the station at platform level. Here's a poem for today by Denise Levertov, entitled Aware. When I opened the door, I found the vine leaves speaking among themselves in abundant whispers. My presence made them hush their green breath, embarrassed, the way humans stand up, buttoning their jackets, acting as if they were leaving anyway, as if the conversation had ended just before you arrived. I liked the glimpse I had, though, of their obscure gestures. I liked the sound of such private voices. Next time, I'll move like cautious sunlight, open the door by fractions, eavesdrop peacefully. A poem by Denise Levertov, Aware, from her collection This Great Unknowing, published by New Directions, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, produced by Nick Vedder, written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.